If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
What's new in the world of tarot cards, Mr. Art?
You know, there's nothing new in the world of tarot because tarot is ageless. It's always current and contemporary, yet we don't even know where it comes from. It appeared in Europe in the 1400s, but how it got there is still a mystery to tarot scholars. Many theories, but so I wouldn't say there's anything new in the tarot world. It's always now.
When we take calls next half hour, are you going to do some tarot card readings for people? All right, folks, get ready, because this is once in a lifetime. Plus, we got to get you back for a full show, too.
That'll be great. Yeah, I love it.
Do the tarot cards see this mess we're all in right now?
You know, I'm glad you asked, because right before I went on, I did a reading, which I have right in front of me, about, the question was a general question about the pandemic or the vaccine, and I just put it out to the tarot to see what would come back from the oracle, the tarot oracle. And it was very interesting to me what came back, because what always comes back with my readings of tarot, at least, is a spiritual guidance, a message from the tarot that says, let's go below all the mass drama. And I have to admit, things are just extraordinarily anxiety-provoking across the world right now.
Yeah.
But the tarot tells us, go underneath it and see what are the essentials that will help you maintain your sanity during an insane time and era that we live in.
I mean, even if you get vaccinated, apparently you can get this thing.
Yeah. It's like there's no sure thing. There's nothing certain. It's a very challenging time. You know, I'm a clinical psychologist in my day job, and I see 35 patients a week throughout California, and the anxiety levels are at an all-time high, certainly in my practice, and it can't help but not be. There's just, it's getting you every which way. You know, it's getting you in the pocketbook. It's getting you in health. It's getting you in, the climate crisis.
Anxiety levels are at record points now.
Yeah. What's that?
Anxiety is just way up there.
Yeah, anxiety is extremely high. Yet, at the same time, the same kind of perennial advice having to do with, okay, calm down and get back in touch with the core values that you have that make your life purposeful and make each day something that you look forward to and that you are still growing and kind of getting a little sane underneath the insanity. Let's get back to what's important. Even though I understand we could get very, very carried away by all the chaos around us, the tarot always says, "No, let's get quiet and look at more like a soul level of ourselves in the midst of the chaos."
Art, how many cards are in a tarot deck?
Okay, a traditional tarot deck has 78. That's 56 from the minor arcana. Playing cards are basically the minor arcana plus four cards, an extra court card, the knights. So there's the minor arcana. Those are more about, we could say, domestic problems, everyday problems, relationship problems, personality issues. And then there's, in the tarot, there's an additional 22 cards. In my deck, George, TNP, which I created, I've added five more, so there's 27 cards. These are the essential teachings. These are, maybe you could say, the higher keys. They traditionally have been called trumps, but for various political reasons, I've eliminated that term for them, and I just call them the higher keys. And these, some could think of them as the archetypes of transformation. These are the core blueprints of the human mind to reach its completion in a whole human being that we're all born with. They're born anew in the brain structure. And these are like the blueprints of what a whole, complete human being is basically striving for or evolving towards. And that's what the major cards are. Now, in the readings that I'll do tonight, I just use major cards.
I see. Okay. Yeah. And you pull them for people, right?
I will. Ordinarily, in readings, I like my query to pull it. It doesn't matter at all, but they tend to take a little more ownership if,
it's their fault,
like,
right?
Hey, you pulled the cards, if they don't like it. But it doesn't matter who pulls it ultimately. It's all guided by the synchronicity of the moment. What appears in this moment is, from a tarot perspective, is always highly relevant and interesting and shows a pattern that even if just for this moment, it's worth reflecting upon.
Well, with Art Rosengarten, we're going to be reading your tarot cards at the half, so get ready for that. Art, why does it work?
Good question. The short, simple answer is synchronicity. Now, synchronicity is a very interesting construct. It was first really articulated by Carl Jung in his introduction to the Chinese Book of Changes, the I Ching, which you may be familiar with.
Yes.
In trying to understand how this ancient Chinese oracle works, Jung actually coined the phrase synchronicity, which means acausal, it's not cause and effect, acausal connection through meaning. It's not like something makes it happen. It's not like a magical power that pulls the cards. It's not like, some kind of energy force that's drawing you to a particular card. That would be causal or causational. It's acausal. You suspend your rational side and open up your intuitive side. When you open up your intuitive side, things that appear just synchronistically or magically, we could use that word, really touch us directly. It's you know, you just say, yeah. Now, if you have your rational, you know, formal operation, intellectual hat on, you'll go into one of these, well, why does it work? And what if a different card showed up? And, you know, can you do it again? This is that kind of objective scientific thinking process. It doesn't work in this, in Oracle work. You have to suspend those types of questions and place supreme trust in what appears in the moment, the patterns that appear in the moment, and bring them in, feel it, and typically there's a lot of meaning that's released that can be highly impactful.
When we look at astrology, we look at your planetary alignments, and of course, it seems to work for a lot of people.
Yep.
Are tarot cards almost the same way, where you have that synergy?
Yes and no. It depends on what kind of astrologer you are. I believe there are many astrologers that use astrology the same way I use tarot. They view it not so much as a causal connection, like the influence of Venus on this present moment, but that there's a pattern with Venus at this present moment that has repeated, you know, through the ages. And that is meaningful. It doesn't mean that Venus is sending Venetian rays down here to make things happen. They're more markers. And that's how, you know, archetypal astrology, as I think it's sometimes called, on that level, yes, very similar to tarot. I prefer tarot because it's very present-centered. And you don't have to go to a book or have a zodiac interpreted. It's images, it's pictures that are
right.
Very powerful, and it's right in your face. And you can yourself kind of intuitively interpret the cards.
Well, if you had 10 tarot card readers all look at the same card from an individual, mm-hmm. would they come up with the same 10 possibilities?
They would come up with the same core ideas and directions, but each reader would interpret it a little bit differently, more in line with their own personal selves and knowledge base and, you know, interpretations. They would generally, the receiver would come away with a very similar message between all 10, but I think they would be expressed a little bit differently, and maybe certain things would be highlighted with one and other things with another.
Why is there a death card?
Well, I've been wondering that too. I mean, I like you, wish that we were all immortal, George, and
oh, yeah.
We would never even need a death card. But
if you pull it, doesn't mean you're going to die.
Yes, it does.
It does?
Well, we're all going to die, George.
Well, you know that, but
yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't mean instant horror or something.
No, tarot doesn't tell you the time. I don't make predictions in that way. What tarot does, it shows you the essential realities, death. And in this moment, you get a chance to reflect on the meaning of death for you. Maybe you think about people who have died around you, or maybe you think about your own anxiety about your own health, or maybe anything associated with death. So that's, if you get the death card, then in that space, in that mind moment or few moments, the deep symbol and theme of death is up, and you get a chance to really look deeply into it and take it in.
That is tremendous. And how did you get involved in this, Art?
Believe it or not, in a graduate school weekend workshop back in 1975, of course, I went to a very unusual graduate school, the Institute of Asian Studies, and a Indian philosopher in San Francisco was also a tarotist, and she taught a seminar on the tarot, mostly coming from kind of an Eastern Indian philosophical standpoint. And I saw this, and you know, I was working on my doctorate in psychology, and I saw, my goodness, these cards, these symbols are so powerful. They are such an obvious tool to be used in psychotherapy, and that became my whole direction in life. I've written 4 books on the subject.
Oh my God!
Doctoral dissertation on the subject, and I created my own tarot deck.
I remember that. In your website, if I remember, because I don't have it right here, it's artrosengarten.com, isn't it?
That will get you there, or simply moonlightcounseling.com. Both take you to the same place.
Spell out your last name, Art, to everybody.
Yeah. It's Rosengarten. It's R-O-S-E-N-G-A-R-T, as in tarot, E-N, Art Rosengarten. Or you, if more simply, moonlightcounseling.com. One word, lowercase, .com. That'll get you to me.
I remember for hours in St. Louis, I'd have you doing tarot card readings.
Oh, that was so much fun.
They still talk about you there.
Yeah, those were the golden years.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.